حاضر سيعزم رحمة الله عليه حاضر سيعزم رحمة الله عليه حاضر سيعزم رحمة الله عليه.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are present here with the program Al-Ghawth-e-Azam, in which we are going to hear about some facts from the blessed life of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. In the previous episode, we heard about the splendor and greatness of awliya. In today's episode, we're going to listen to an introduction to the family of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and some facts about their rank and status. Before we proceed, let's listen to an incident about the blessing of Salat, meaning Durood-e Pak. Once, Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad ibn Sulaiman Jazuli, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to a well to perform wudu, but he did not have anything to draw water from it. Shaykh was worried about what to do. In the meantime, a little girl from the top of the house saw him and said, "Shaykh, are you the one who's famous for his good deeds, right? Even then you're worried about how to draw water from the well?" Then the little girl spat in the well. In a short while, the water began to come upwards so much that it started overflowing. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, performed the wudu and said to the little girl, "Dear, tell me the truth. How did you get this brilliance?" The little girl replied, "I recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance." Hearing this, Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad ibn Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala swore by the Lord Azza wa Jalla and said, "I will certainly write a book about Salat to present it in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Hence he rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote a book about Salat, meaning Durood, named Dalailul Khairat, which became extremely popular. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, because of reciting Salat, because of reciting Durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance, what a great rank the little girl was presented, that by blessing of her saliva, the water of the well increased. Like that little girl, we should also make our habit to recite as many salawat upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as possible. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we're going to listen to some of the facts of the blessed family of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and the glad tidings before his birth. By the benevolence and generosity of Allah Almighty, Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's family was full of knowledge and benevolence. It was pious and a family which could act upon Islamic teaching. Whether it was his father, mother, or his grandfather, all of them had a great seerah. They were second to none in their high manners and character. That's why the son who was born got the status of Ghawth-e-Azam. All his family members were pious and abstinent. Therefore, his family was called the family of the noble. Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, his father was Sayyidina Abu Saleh Sayyid Musa Jangi Dost rahmatullahi ta'ala. His name was Sayyid Musa. His kunya was Abu Saleh and his title was Jangi Dost. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was from the senior shuyukh of Jilan. He rahmatullahi ta'ala got the title of Jangi Dost because he had the highest rank in worship and spiritual exercises only for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was famous for enjoining good deeds and forbidding evil. In this regard, he would not even care about his life. Hence, one day, he rahmatullahi ta'ala was going to Jami Masjid when some servants of the Khalifa of that time were carrying pitchers of alcohol on their heads, and quite carefully. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala saw this, he became angry and broke those pitchers. None of the servants dared to say anything out of his awe, meaning jalal, and reverence, meaning respect. The servants related the entire incident to the Khalifa and incited the Khalifa against him. The Khalifa said, present Sayyid Musa immediately in my court. Hence, Sayyidina Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh came to the court. The Khalifa was sitting angrily on the chair. The Khalifa said, who were you to waste the hard work of my servants? Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, I am an overseer and I have performed my duty. The Khalifa said, who made you an overseer? Sayyidina Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala replied in an awe-inspiring tone, the one who had made you the ruler. Upon this reply, the Khalifa became so emotional that he sat while keeping his head on his knees, and after a short while, he raised his head and said, Shaykh, in addition to enjoining good and forbidding evil, what is the wisdom behind breaking the pitchers? Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala said, to have mercy on your condition and to safeguard you from the disgrace and humiliation in the world and in the hereafter. His wise conversation had a tremendous impact on the Khalifa, and he became impressed and said, Your Highness, I also appoint you as an overseer. Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala said to him, when I have been appointed by the Lord Azza wa Jal, then what is the need of being appointed by the creation? Right from that day, he became famous with the title Jangi Dost. The grandfather of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was also from the Shuyukh of Jilan. In addition to being greatly pious and abstinent, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was benevolent and a marvelous person as well. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh got the honor of meeting the great Shuyukh rahimahumullah. Sheikh Abu Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, Sayyidina Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was mustajabu da'wat. In other words, his supplication would be answered. If he would become angry with anyone, he would say Allah Almighty will give him its return. And if he would become happy with anyone, Allah Almighty will bestow gifts and honor on him. Despite being feeble and lean, he would offer nawafil in abundance and would remain engaged in zikr. He would inform about many things before they would occur, and the things would occur exactly as he rahmatullahi ta'ala would inform about them. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala's aunt was also mustajabu da'wat. Once famine occurred in Jilan, people offered salah for istisqa, but still it did not rain. So the people went to his aunt, Sayyidatuna Umme Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha's house, and requested her to supplicate for rain. She came to the courtyard of her house, swept the floor, and prayed, O Lord of the worlds, I have swept the floor, now sprinkle water on it. In a short while, it rained so heavily as if the water skin was open. The people went back to their houses, drenched in rainwater, in other words, in a condition that all of them were wet in the rainwater, and Jilan turned prosperous. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his beloved bondsmen fame by his special generosity right before their birth, and they're publicized right before their birth. For example, before the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam gave the glad tidings. Similarly, the father of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given the news through a dream that the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be born to him. Just like the glad tidings were given before the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you read about an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we learn that right before his birth, many great personalities had given his father the good news through their dreams that a great son would be born to him. Before the birth of Ghaus-e-Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam and awliya of Allah Almighty rahimahumullah gave his father the good news. Let's listen to some of them. The father of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Saleh, Sayyid Musa Jangi Dost rahmatullahi ta'ala, dreamt on the night of the birth of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was present with the holy companions, the imams and awliya ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain in his house, and addressed him and blessed him with good news in these words. O Abu Saleh, Allah Almighty has blessed you with such a son who is a wali and is beloved to me and Allah Almighty. And he will have such splendor amongst awliya and aqtab as I do amongst prophets and messengers. Ghaus-e-Azam darmiyane awliya, chu Muhammad darmiyane anbiya sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It means that Allah Almighty has blessed Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with such splendor amongst awliya as he blessed our beloved final prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam amongst all prophets. In addition to the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, other prophets alayhi salatu wasalam gave Sayyidina Abu Saleh Musa Jangi dost rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi the good news. All awliya of Allah Almighty will be obedient to your son and his blessed foot will be on their necks. Jiski mimbar hui gardane awliya us qadam ki karamat pe lakhon salam. While mentioning the shuyukh who testified to the ranks of qutubiyyat for Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Before him, meaning before Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, nobody from amongst awliya of Allah Almighty would deny him. In fact, they gave the glad tidings of his birth. Hence, Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh informed in detail about his time till the blessed time of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that all awliya in this period of time gave the good news of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. One day, Shaykh Abu Bakr ibn Hawar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said to his disciples, soon there will be a non-Arab in Iraq who will have a high rank in the court of Allah Almighty and amongst people. His name will be Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he will live in Baghdad. He will make the announcement, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. In other words, this foot of mine is upon the neck of every wali, and all awliya rahimahumullahu ta'ala will be obedient to him. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala also gave the good news. He rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I have been informed from the unseen that in the middle of the 5th century, a kutub of the world will be born from amongst the blessed descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose title is Muhyiddin and his name is Sayyid Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi ta'ala. He will be Ghawse-Azam and will be born in Jilan. He will be ordered to say, my foot is on the neck of every wali and wilaya of the earliest and the last generations, excluding the honorable imam from the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the holy companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. The father of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was given the good news before his birth that the son who would be granted to him would attain a high rank. Allah Almighty would bless him with a lot of traits and would grant him the highest status amongst awliya. At the same time, we learned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had special attention to his son, and similarly, it was a special prayer of prophets and awliya that before his birth, all of them gave the good news of the birth of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in today's episode, we learned briefly about the family members of Huzur Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as well as about the glad tidings before his birth. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. In the next episode, we will hear about the birth of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and how he spent his childhood days and about his education and training. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to read the seerah of these pious saints and attain a lesson from it and follow in their footsteps. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
رحمة الله عليه.